Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky, and I'm an associate editor with Drug Topics. Today I'm joined by Ruth Carrico, professor at the University of Louisville's Division of Infectious Disease and co-founder of the Infection Prevention Institute. Thank you so much for joining me today, Ruth.
Thanks so much for the opportunity, Brian.
Before getting into our discussion, can you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself and your background in infectious diseases?
Sure. Well, I have worked, as you mentioned, for a number of years at the University of Louisville. I'm an adjunct professor there in the Division of Infectious Diseases, and actually work full time in clinical practice, research, teaching, and education in the field of infectious diseases, and primarily infection prevention. So, you know, it's great to have this opportunity to talk with you about influenza season, vaccination, and prevention today.
Awesome. So we can get right into that topic. Starting by addressing flu season, increased risk of infectious diseases during the winter time. Why is it so important for people to get their flu shot and their updated COVID-19 vaccine during this time of year?
Yeah, you know, these are incredibly important topics, and I'm really delighted to be able to partner with Sanofi this flu season and really talk about the importance of annual flu vaccine and addressing then individuals that are particularly at risk, those with chronic health conditions, because certainly influenza is a disease of breathing, as is COVID-19 and RSV and other respiratory viruses. So ensuring or doing what we can to take steps toward safety is critical. And we know influenza and COVID both. Influenza particularly can have some life-threatening, life-altering complications, including pneumonia, serious heart conditions, even if individuals are otherwise healthy. So influenza takes advantage of these underlying health conditions, and it may worsen pre-existing conditions, including heart or lung disease. In addition, as I mentioned, this is a disease of breathing. So all of us breathe. All of us are around others that breathe. So when you are thinking about influenza in transmission and thinking about your own health as well as the health of others, you know, it's a great reminder that this is a chance to not only address your health with vaccination, but also then think about being a member of a community and a family and how this impacts others.
COVID-19 and influenza, especially during this time of year, are kind of the two big ones that public health officials are kind of urging patients to look out for. But going back a little bit, when it comes to vaccine uptake in general amongst the U.S. population, what exactly have we learned from the COVID-19 pandemic?
I think, you know, during COVID-19, we learned that you know, not only are your underlying health conditions important, but your whole notion of health awareness, health promotion, health prevention becomes important. So we know that we have always, you know, struggled with a widespread understanding about influenza and its severity and the importance of vaccination. And I think, you know, when we began to see the combination with COVID-19 and we had increased vaccination opportunities, we also at the same time had increased vaccination questions. So we've been challenged with how do we make sure that we have credible, trusted information for communities? So, you know, looking back to CDC to provide us with information about, you know, what is the presence of these respiratory illnesses? What data do we have regarding transmission? What is the science behind the importance of vaccination? And then as a healthcare provider, it then kind of begins to put that back in our ballpark and think about, you know, how do we talk with our patients about preventing disease? How do we start with where they are? You know, as a provider, we always talk about, you know, go to where the patient is, start with their concerns, their questions, their fears, their thoughts. And then we deal with those and we try to make sure that we are providing best information for that individual because, you know, I feel confidently that all of us want to have the best health that we can. We want to make the best decisions, the right decisions for us, for our family. So, starting with credible information, credible sources with healthcare providers, is the first step in being able to address many of those questions.
Awesome. Diving a little deeper into vaccine hesitancy and how we've kind of seen that develop over the past couple of years, and more so from your perspective as a provider, based on weekly CDC national surveys, under 25% of US adults have received a flu vaccination and under 15% have received their updated COVID-19 vaccination. So going back to from your perspective as a provider, what do you believe has caused such a notable shift in faith towards vaccines?
Well, I think there are a number of issues. Number one, I think is general fatigue about vaccines. We have really had tremendous changes over the last several years about how many vaccines are available, when to be vaccinated, what are the decisions about vaccine. And I think it's human nature that after a while we just become overwhelmed and tired. So this fatigue is a recognized factor. But fatigue should not be confused with the need or the desire to be inactive. So I think, as a public health provider and professional, a longtime healthcare worker, it's my job to make sure that our messages are still on target and that, yes, we understand hesitance. We understand if there are questions regarding a vaccine. Will the vaccine help me? Do I, as an individual, need it? Will this go a long way in helping me maintain my health, my ability to do what I want to do? I've got to address those questions openly, transparently, and honestly with my patient and realize that not every patient experiences the same level of risk. Certainly, as we age, we have, a number of underlying health conditions that can challenge us if we become infected with any of these respiratory viruses. But also remembering that each of us is unique. Each of us is a unique individual. We react and respond to infections very differently. So that makes it hard for me to look at a person and say, I think you'll do well without vaccine or vaccination, or another person, you may do well. Let's go ahead and risk that. I don't know. And I don't think any of us can do that. Not even with our best prediction tools can we determine that with clarity. So instead, it's important that we start at the beginning and that we say, what is it that we know about respiratory viruses and respiratory virus season? We know that we will continuously be confronted with these viruses. We know that they are very adept, very clever at identifying our physiologic, our human weaknesses, and will take advantage of those underlying conditions, but they also take advantage of a healthy individual. So our job is to say we understand these viruses represent a risk. We understand that there are a number of actions that we can take to help minimize their impact, and vaccination is one of those. So it's incumbent upon me as a healthcare provider to be open with my patient. And so, what I tell my patient is, when I'm with you, you're the most important person in my life. I'm going to turn my phone over. I'm turning my back on the computer system. I want to listen to you. I want to talk with you about what I think the data are regarding your individual risk factors. And then what vaccines and vaccination, what is the science behind these? What do the data show us? And what then, in my opinion, as an experienced healthcare provider, what can I bring then to you? Because my goal is to give you the best information so you can make the best decisions for your health. Because I want you to come back and see me. I want you to come back next year or, next month, whenever we meet again. I want you to be there to be able to tell me what's happened in your life and how are you doing? What else is going on in your family? I want to be able to celebrate your health and your wellness. And I do this by partnering with these public health tools that we have. And one of the strongest tools that we have in our toolkit is vaccination.
Great. So I think we touched on kind of why patients might be hesitant and kind of your perspective in those sentiments. But what about the role of the US healthcare system as a whole? Do you believe there's an inherent flaw within the healthcare system that has translated into declining vaccination rates?
Well, I think, that the provision of healthcare is certainly a very personal thing. Individuals seek healthcare based upon what they value, what is readily available to them, how easy it is, how convenient it is. So there are a number of factors. And just like all of us are different, all of us have different value systems, we are all going to approach healthcare very differently. But I think our job is to determine, as a society, what things are important to us. Is it important that we have equal opportunity for best practice care? If so, then it's important for us to look at how and where is healthcare provided? What are the needs of our communities? And realize that our communities are all different. So, how do we bring then what is necessary to a community in ways that are going to be accepted and acceptable by members of that community? And then start from there. So I think, all healthcare is local, and understanding then the local healthcare system and needs, what we have and what we don't have is an important place to start.
Awesome. So I think that's a great segue into my next question. Touching on accessibility of vaccinations and healthcare kind of as a whole, I want to talk about pharmacists for a second. So pharmacists are gradually gaining recognition for the role that they play in vaccine uptake. What's the current status of pharmacists' role within immunization? And do you believe that it could be expanded further?
Well, I think pharmacists have been tremendous. I mean, look at what happened during the COVID-19 response. If it hadn't been for our pharmacists, we would really have been in quite a predicament with respect to having vaccine readily available and then the workforce to provide that. But I think, it's important to remember that, that many vaccination conversations occur in the medical home, where the conversation between the healthcare provider and the patient occur. The patient at that point is ready for vaccination. That plan has been developed in collaboration with their provider. So I bring this up because it's important to remember if we're going to have vaccine readily available to everyone, then we need to be able to access vaccine in multiple places. So I think our pharmacies are critically important. I think our medical homes are critically important. Our neighborhood vaccination opportunities are also important. So just like we remember that our population is diverse, if we are going to make vaccine available, we're going to make it available in ways and times and places where our population can access it. And then are we going to ensure that there are individuals around them to help them with explanations, with information and provision of those vaccines so they're willing to accept it? So I think this is a great example that there is not a single pathway, I think, that is most ideal, that instead, we need to be thinking about how do we make sure that vaccine is available everywhere and that it's no good to just have vaccine if we don't have systems that support and enable vaccination. So I guess, the phrase to remember is vaccines are wonderful, but they are not wonderful unless they are paired with vaccination. So, having then appropriate methods and places and opportunities and processes for that to happen are critical if we are truly taking the health of our nation seriously.
Great. So I have one more question for you, kind of just to cap off this whole discussion around flu season. What is one thing that both healthcare providers and patients alike that you think should understand heading into the 2024 flu season?
Well, I think the recognition that influenza is a disease that we see just about every year. Unfortunately, every year we see thousands of patients who require hospitalization, thousands of patients who require care in an intensive care unit or that may require a ventilator. And unfortunately, we see adults and children that become ill with influenza and don't survive. And this is so sad because we know one of the biggest elements of our toolkit is vaccination, that vaccines and vaccination go a long way in helping prevent that disease and those devastating consequences. So I think talking about the importance of vaccination, influenza vaccination, the importance of flu as a disease we need to respect, and then doing what we need to do to answer patient questions so that not only they are confident that the vaccine is safe for them, but they're also confident that the vaccine can go a long way in helping reduce their risks associated with influenza and enabling them to do what all of us want to do. And that is, we want to be able to live our lives in a healthy and a manner and able to do all of the activities that we have planned without being sidetracked by this type of infection.
Awesome. Well, that's all I have for you today. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, thanks so much for the opportunity.
Thanks so much.